Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real. Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness. Thank you so much for being here. Yes, I'm live today. You know, I know the radio show is a little sporadic. I used to be very consistent every Sunday at 7 a.m. But one of the things that I'm really finding out is I have to follow my inspiration, people. And it's interesting because for me, I was always a planner. Planner, things to do, write it down, scratch it off, make a check it off. And I have to say that in the last couple of months, the universe is, it's like going in, putting yourself in a dryer, or no, washing machine, and wash, tumble, back and forth. And then you're spit out at the end. You're spit out at the end with a new perspective, with a new way of looking at life, with new eyes, with new revelations. And that's what I've been going through. It's really, really fascinating. Bored? I hear some people say that they're bored. And I'm telling you, when you align yourself with the universe and you make a commitment, to what? To grow, to expand, to live to your potential. When you make that commitment, you will never be bored. But I'll tell you what you won't have. You won't have a clear direction. You won't know where you're going. And you know what else? You won't care because you totally trust. Let me start back at the beginning, because I start rolling and woof all over the place. I'm Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist. My agenda, my intention is to share with you how to experience more happiness, how to experience more peace, how to live in this world of ups and downs and turmoils and tsunamis and fires, and how to live in this world and still have a sense of satisfaction, still have the energy of peace, the energy of satisfaction, the energy of knowing, the energy of full trust, the energy, the vibration of gratitude, no matter what is happening. Life is really simple. It's really simple once you get it, once you let go and allow the universe to just take you wherever the plan is to take you. The topic today is the road less traveled and why. And that is such a profound statement. It's a book, I know. It's a profound statement. And years ago, probably 40 years ago, maybe 35, I don't know. I can't keep track of years anymore. That's one of the things that the universe gifted me, which is a memory. I'm so living in the present moment. I don't remember yesterday. So I don't know exactly when I received this book from my quote-unquote best friend at the time. And it was called The Road Less Traveled. And I remember the first sentence was, "Life is hard." And I'm going to challenge that sentence, because that hard, just saying that word hard is a label, it's a judgment. judgment, it's hard, okay? So life is whatever you perceive it to be. And I don't know about you, but I was taught to judge. I was taught to criticize. I was taught to try to control. I was taught to manipulate. I was taught to get angry when something didn't happen, if something didn't happen the way I wanted to happen or I expected it to happen. I was taught to get irritated. I was taught to plan. And when I finally got on, when I finally released my control on thinking that I was causing these things to happen or not happen in my life, when I released that thought and that energy and that vibration, and I realized that whatever is going on right now is such an intricate plan. It really is. I mean, if you sit down and go, I know we've talked about living in the present, but if you look back on your life and you look back on your biggest, you know, those times when, oh, gosh, why am I going through this, or I don't want to go through this, or going through something. You know what I'm talking about, those times. When you look back on them, is it possible to find something beneficial? Isn't it possible to find something that you could use, that you can use for your own purpose, for your own growth? Isn't it possible to look back and say, wow, I wouldn't have designed it this way, but when you're in the back seat, when you're allowing the universe to drive, and you're in the back seat enjoying the view, because that's all you need to do is enjoy the view without resisting, enjoy the view without judging, enjoy the view, you'll start to notice the magic and the way the universe weaves through every situation, because every situation is purposeful. Every situation has been set up for you and for your growth and for your expansion. Why are we here? To grow and expand. I know it's been a couple of weeks, and I'm not really a fight fan, but this, I don't get that guys hitting each other in the face. It's just not my thing. But I was interested in what were the results of that fight. Not to have a winner or a loser, but what, because there was so much, there were two separate sports coming together. It's never been done ever. And what happened was, okay, so it was Mayflower and McGregor. Forgive me if I don't get the names exactly. And Floyd Mayweather is the reigning champion. And this other guy, McGregor, came in, and he does, number one, he's not even a boxer. So what happened was Floyd Mayweather had a strategy to beat this young man who, quite frankly, is really top-of-the-line championship in his field, UFF. UFC, I don't know exactly. Forgive me, you people that know exactly what I'm talking about. UFC, United Federation of Boxing. Anyway, and what Floyd made, what he did was he actually strategized to let this other boxer, to let Conrad McGregor wear himself out. I mean, there is a strategy, a moment-by-moment strategy in every moment when you're out in the street and you're out connecting or you're in your relationships. There's a conscious strategy that you can use if you are aware for peace no matter what's happening. So when you're out, when you're dealing with somebody that is, maybe someone you're energy isn't compatible, let's just say that. there is strategies for that when you're surrounded by incompatible energy. And what this boxer did was he allowed the other guy to just wear himself out for three, four rounds. He just kept punching and punching and punching, and Floyd Mayweather just let him wear himself out. And there is a strategy to life in every moment. Let me just get very specific, because I like to be specific. I teach a water aerobics class. If you've listened to the show, you know this is my 7th year and this is my last year. And for the first few years of teaching, I don't know if you can imagine 30, 40 people in a huge pool huge pool, all of them talking while I'm teaching. And over the years, because I've prioritized and I want to be happier and I want more peace in my life, over the years, I said, I know it's not their problem. They want to talk. That's what they want to do. So I can't get into trying to control them and be quiet, even though I'm the teacher. So what's happened over the years is I found ways to teach the class and remain peaceful, even though half of the class is just talking. And it was a period of years. Last year what I tried, my strategy was to say, okay, 40 people, everybody that wants to talk, you're on this side of the pool. Because I'm not going to yell over the talkers. This is what I used to say. I'm not going to yell over the talkers. If you want to talk, that's okay, but please go over to this side of the pool. Everybody that's serious about exercising, please go over to the right side of the pool. You, my serious students, here we go, because I'm not going to yell. But it was months and months and years to get to a place where I was peaceful. Not trying to make the other people change, not wanting the other people, not wanting someone else to do something. No, if I want change, I have to make the change. The road less traveled is hard, because when I say it's hard, it's because people, one of the first things they tell me is when they say they want to be happier, and I say, well, you got to, there's another way to do it. And say, for instance, you have to have patience. You let go of judgments. That sense of that's hard is one of the reasons why, and let me just really dissect that statement, that's hard. What that means is I have so much anxiety or so much angst or so much, it's hard for me. There's a struggle. The being hard is the struggle is with self. The struggle isn't with someone else. The struggle is always with that person in the mirror. But knowing that even gets you to another place of now, wow, that's how powerful I am. It doesn't involve anybody else. I'm the one making the changes. I'm the one responsible for peace. I'm the one. I can't point my finger and say it's them. So in my final year, my 7th year, while I'm teaching class, I'm in the middle of the pool, and people are talking all around me, all around. And I'm doing my thing. I'm teaching. People that want to listen will listen. Follow what I want to follow, the exercise. They'll do it. And after 7 years, I can be at peace in the middle of a class when people talking. And I don't know if you even get that, but let me give you another example, another personal example. I was at Soup Plantation a couple of weeks ago. And the interesting thing about that is And if you want to call in and ask a question, you can call in and just press 1 to speak with me live. Area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So it's really about you and looking in the mirror. So a couple of weeks ago, I was at Soup Plantation. And I was watching these two women. They were elderly women. And one was sitting down. And the other one, now Soup Plantation, what it is a buffet, all-you-can-eat buffet. Vegetarian, salads, pasta, dessert, all-you-can-eat buffet. So I was watching this one lady, and she was sitting down, and the other lady was bringing food to her. It was a constant back and forth. She would bring her three baked potatoes. She would bring her three muffins. And I'm watching, and the woman, the elderly woman that's sitting down, is taking the food one by one and putting it in her purse or in a bag or whatever she had, because it was underneath the table. So you couldn't really see where she was putting it. But she was taking the food and putting it under the table. So it was a purse or it was a bag. It was whatever. And let me tell you, my dear audience, years ago, that would have bothered the hell out of me on so many different levels. So many different levels. But let me be really, really, really honest. Because that's what it is. Whenever you're bothered by someone else or somebody else, whenever you're bothered, trust me, you've done it or you've been it or you have that say, you own whatever you're bothered by. And yes, I used to go to buffets and I used to take food too. When my parents lived in Las Vegas, I used to go to buffets all the time and take bananas or an apple, and my father would always get upset with me, but I do it anyway. And so for some reason, because of my growth, right, my growth, integrity, oh, no, I know whatever I put out there, I'm going to get back, so I'm not stealing anything anymore. I'm not taking anything anymore, but I sure am bothered by somebody else that is. I mean, can you feel, you understand what I'm saying? And it's that consciousness, it's that knowing, it's that, wow, just sitting in it. Because I said to Lil C, what do I do? Because let's get really deep. My ego was bothered by the woman taking the food. My ego was bothered by it. And I know the difference. Do you know the difference? Do you know the different voices? You know the different voice between your ego and the universal voice? Because it's very important to realize the difference. And one of the things that I practice is not reacting or responding or behaving because of my ego. But let me tell you, that ego had me, both hands behind my back. And this is what I did. I had to do something. I had to say something. I got up. And, you know, you can get up and go back and get some more soup. And I went to one of the waitresses and I said, What do you do when people come into your restaurant and they just start taking food? You see how slick the ego is? You see how slick that whole question was? You know, I had to say it. I said, what do you do? And the waitress looked at me and she says, we can't do anything. Go back to my seat. And then I just let it go. Because, see, that's my problem. It's about taking responsibility for what you are contributing to this planet. And when you're irritated and when you're annoyed and when you're not peaceful or when you're bothered, that's what you're contributing to the planet. So I had to sit there, take a few breaths, and now I can tell you, I have my left hand up in the air, I'm testifying, now that I can tell you that the next time I witness anything of that nature, I'll be able to let it go even quicker. I won't even see it. I won't even acknowledgement. I'll be able to look at it and, okay, the universe has a plan for her. The universe has a plan, whatever that is, but it's none of my business. See, staying out of other people's business, because it's universal business. Staying out of other people's business is very beneficial to you. The angst, the anxiety, the irritation comes from, a lot of it can come from being in somebody else's business, looking at what other people are saying, looking at what other people are doing, and being bothered by it, and wanting them to be different. I had a conversation with one of my, you know, I was telling you about my, quote, best friend in high school, The Road Less Traveled. She's the one that gave me that book, and I'm having this conversation. I actually audio taped it because she made a comment to me about being a friend. And, well, if I feel close to you, if I'm your friend, I should be able to speak freely. I should be able to say whatever I want to say about you. And she gave the example of, if you're wearing something, if I, you know, we're going out together, you're wearing something and I think it's whack, I think it looks crazy, I think it's like, what the hell do you have on you? You know, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing that? And if we're friends, I can make a comment about what you're wearing. I can look at you and I can say, because I'm close to you, right? I'm close. I can look at you and I can make a comment and I can say what I think. I can tell you what I want. I can tell you what I think about what you're doing, right? The truth is, being able to allow these people in your life, allow these people that are not you, to be themselves, meaning to express, to say, to think, and be themselves. And whenever you look at someone else or some other entity and you have a problem with them, with another person, with another group, it's really bothering me what's going on in the country now, being so divided. Well, it's me against them, or them against them. It's really you against yourself. You are the one that is causing all of this angst within. And you are the one that can take it and that can let go of it. So sitting there looking at someone that I'm telling you would have bothered me, it's just a simple letting go, letting go, letting go. Whatever you're believing right now, whatever your beliefs are, your beliefs, my question to you is this: are you able to let go of even your strongest, your most rooted belief? I quoted something the other day, and I was writing it out, and I said, What do you see? When looking out into this world, what do you see? Do you see chaos or do you see divine order? That was my question. And someone, and I posted it on Facebook, and someone wrote back and said, chaos is divine order. Chaos is order. Now, prior to that, I'm thinking they're separate, chaos and order. But the truth is that the person that posted chaos is order is absolutely correct. My question to you is, how open are you to looking at the world differently, to looking at other people with different perspectives, looking at other people with different perspectives so you realize that, no, they're not the enemy. You don't have enemies. The other thing I want to say is it's so fascinating to me. One of my very good solid people in my life, I was sharing a story about a mother who lost a mom. And she said to me, she says, I can't even imagine that happening. And she says, I know that you're hugging your son even tighter now, because I knew I was very close with this family. She says, I know you're hugging your son even tighter because the loss of a child. Now, I have to say that no, her perception of me hugging my son tighter was incorrect. One of the things that I I've been practicing, and when you practice, people, the only thing I'm saying is this: when you practice elements of what adds to your happiness, what adds to your peace, and you practice eliminating what subtracts from your peace on a daily basis, you'll find when things happen in your life, whatever it is, you'll default to what you practice. You just default to it. And the default comes without even thinking. The reason why it's so difficult, the road less traveled, is because it is a constant. When you're on that road, it is a constant of self, of self-acceptance, self-awareness, consciousness, self-conscious consciousness. When you're on that road, it's not easy looking in the mirror and saying, oh, that's me, oh, that's me, oh, it's me, oh, it's me, oh, I change, oh, I make the change, oh, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. It can be uncomfortable until you make it a practice. And you're practicing knowing that you have the answers. All of the answers are inside of you. When you make that, when you practice that, and you know that you're not alone, that you have the support, you have the connection, you have the alignment, you have the embrace of the universe, you have the support of the universe, and everything that is happening to you is happening to you for a great purpose. It's a different way of living. It's a way of living without packing, without holding on to so much stuff. Trusting. Letting go, flowing, surrendering, not resisting, allowing, acceptance. When that's practiced on a daily basis, moment by moment by moment, the change that you will feel is instant, relaxation. The tension that I felt was, I got to do, the tension of got to do, I have to do. And now it's, okay, let me know what I have to do today. Just tap me on my shoulder. Let me know what I have to do today. I'll be ready. I'll be ready to act on my inspiration. Letting go requires a lot of trust. Letting go and allowing the universe to well, listen, let me back up. Allowing the universe, if the universe wants something to happen, you're not gonna be able to stop it. So it's not even really allowing. It's allowing yourself to relax with the plan. See, if the universe wants something to happen, it's going to happen. You know that. And if the universe doesn't want something to happen, it won't happen. I don't care how much I try to make it happen. Make it happen. Force it happen. Try to make it happen. Plan it. It's not happening. It's not happening. A month later, it's still not happening. 2 months later, it's still not happening. Guess what? Either the universe doesn't want it to happen or it's not the right time. But if it's not happening, it's not supposed to be. And being able to just sit with that mindset of being okay with uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be best for me. It's not an easy place to live. And I really don't know all the things that I've said today because I know I go into these rants. But hopefully there's something, if you've listened to the show, there's something that you can take with you. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every time I'm inspired to put out a show, usually Sunday mornings. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to my Facebook page, Reality Spirituality, and like Reality Spirituality on Facebook. And my dear audience, I want you to know that you are an example of the universe. You are a physical extension of the universe itself. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Reality Spirituality. Thanks for listening. And we'll end it with Nathan's song.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality Spirituality.
It's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.